So when I read today's parable, especially the first part of it with the farmer and the seed, it's reminded a little bit of our relationship with God, particularly because there's certain things that we can definitively know. Either God has revealed them to us or they are self-evident. But there's parts of our faith that is mysterious, if you will. Doesn't mean we can't know anything about it. Just means there's parts that we don't know. And the farmer and the seed is a wonderful example. The farmer knows he must plant the seed, water it, fertilize it, weed it. But the inner workings of the seed are sometimes hard, or we're not able to know exactly why that seed grows. So in thinking about this, I thought about some aspects of our faith. So I'd like today to talk about grace, justification, and cooperation in our relationship with God. So let's start today with grace. Grace is a free and undeserved gift from God. Now, if you think about it, when someone gives you a gift, there should be no strings attached. If there are strings attached, it's not a gift. You've entered into a contract. A gift really is, so I'll go home in about a month to see my family. I'll take my nieces and nephews out to lunch. I give them a gift. You have to give nothing in return except to let me torment you while we're having lunch. That's my job as an uncle. That's all right. So God gives us this gift of grace because there's nothing we can give to him. And that gift allows us to enter into the supernatural life, because there's nothing we can do to merit supernatural life of our own accord. In John 3, when Jesus and Nicodemus are speaking about this, Jesus says, "What is born of flesh is flesh, and what is born of spirit is spirit." So we get our human nature from our parents, but our supernatural nature, our supernatural life, must come from a supernatural being, and that is through God. This is why Jesus says to Nicodemus, "You must be born again of water and the Spirit." So we Catholics, yes, we are born again at our baptism when God gives us this wonderful grace through the sacrament. The grace we receive at baptism does many things, but one allows us to be justified, put back into right relationship with God. Our sins are forgiven, and we become new creatures in Christ. St. Paul writes about this to the Corinthians in his second letter. He says, "If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. All this is from God, grace, who through Christ has reconciled us to himself," justification. So this justification came at a pretty dear cost. Christ gave up his life. Christ shed his blood so that we could have this wonderful reconciliation, this justification with God. So we can see a lot of our faith, well, I should say all of our faith, comes from God. Now, this is where Christianity made a radical break from a prevalent mindset of Jesus' time. Many believe one's relationship or right relationship with God was more contractual. The law says this, therefore I do that. If I follow the letter of the law, I'm okay. If I do this, God will do that. Everything's okay. So if I eat my broccoli, God will do what I want him to do, right? Doesn't always work that way. I've been eating lots of broccoli over my lifetime, and I've yet to win the lottery. So don't worry about that. So the law doesn't justify us as people thought it would. But the law still plays a role, right? You think in Matthew 17, Jesus says, "I did not come to abolish the law or the prophets, but I have come to fulfill them." So the law is still important. I think of many Old Testament laws that I'm really glad we still follow. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not commit adultery. Really like having those on the book still. But our right relationship with God is now through faith. Faith in Jesus Christ. It is this new relationship that allows us to enter into cooperation with God. Over the millennia, There have been many theologians that struggled with this cooperation between God's grace and our free will. This is one of the issues that was at the heart of the Protestant Reformation. But it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be either or. It can be both and. So yes, God is absolutely sovereign. God is the one who's completely and utterly in charge. Again, we cannot earn our salvation. However, in God's plan, he allowed us to cooperate with him. This reality doesn't diminish God's authority, but reveals part of it, reveals that God truly is our loving Father. If you have children or grandchildren or brothers, little brothers and sisters, and you're in the kitchen and you're making something to eat, and they come in and they say, "I want to help." You think, "Ugh, you're not going to help." But what do? You let them, right? Because what you're teaching them. You're building that relationship with them. You're helping them to understand what they need to learn. Well, God's the same way. God doesn't need our help, but he says, "Okay, I will let you enter into this relationship with me that will build that love that we have for one another." Now, it's these realities that bring into the mix the unknown, if you will. So if you've ever done any gardening and you plant a bunch of seeds, you know that some will grow, some will not. If you look at our lives, you'll see that some people will respond lovingly to God, others will not. So, for instance, take my family, please. Now, this might look a little self-serving, but there's 5 children in my family. One's a Catholic priest. There's 2 others who are in varying degrees of practicing the Catholic faith, and there's 2 others who are still wandering in the desert. Same parents, same schools, same catechists, same everything, but yet 5 very different results. I can assure you my standing here today is not the fulfillment of a lifelong dream. Before I was in the womb, God did not know. Well, God knew me, but I wasn't thinking, gee, when I grow up, I'm going to be a priest. 4 years before I entered seminary, I wasn't even going to church. So you want to talk about God's grace? It's right here. Think about your life. Think about your family. Think about your friends and coworkers. Think about the people who are those highly holy rollers only to crash and burn. And we hope they come back again like the phoenix. Think about those lost souls you thought, oh, what are we going to do with fill in the blank? Only to see them have this massive conversion, reversion back to God, back to faith. And you say, ah, yes, God is good. So it can be frustrating watching some seeds struggle as they grow. But we know up until that harvest time, there is always hope. So in conclusion, we see that God offers us his grace, and this grace justifies us, puts us back into right relationship with him. But we have to cooperate. We have to respond and say, yes, I want to be in this loving relationship with God. So if right now you're feeling a little distant from God, don't be afraid to reach out and say, Abba, Father. If there's a loved one in your life who's in the desert, pray for them. Ask them if there's something you can do. Offer up some penance so that they would come back to know the goodness of God. If there's a big unknown in your life and you're struggling with something, God, I don't understand what's going on here. Again, reach out to God. Come to him in prayer and say, I'm ready. Help me to see the way. Now, sometimes it takes a while for God's will and God's ways to be known to us, but that's okay. In time, more will be revealed. I can say this because we look at what Jesus did. We looked at Jesus mounted the cross and died so our sins could be forgiven. He's going that extra mile so that we can be in that relationship with him. So continue to reach out. Continue to pray. Continue to ask those around us for help. And together we will discern God's grace and justification through our cooperation.